is for tweets.
Well, for more analysis on what the central bank is up to, it's a pleasure to welcome to the programme yet again Peter Oakes. He is former director of enforcement at the central bank and now a regulatory consultant. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Ian.
Ivan, yeah. First of all, no problem. First of all, let's just take the cap, the ceilings on lending, the loan to value and loan to income. Good idea, bad idea?
Well, look, this is something which is going around all central banks at the moment, especially ones that are currently facing what I would call a credit fuel boom. So you can have a look at what we're doing, and you can look at that compared to what the UK announced only a few months ago in this space. Australia, the Reserve Bank Governor there, Glenn Stevens, has been talking about this, but he actually called these macroprudential tools a fad. And in New Zealand, which I think is actually quite a good example to look at, they've had these restrictions, or they call them the speeding limits for LTVs, in place since the 1st of October 2013. And they've published a lot of good material around this. And I hope the Central Bank of Ireland is looking at this, especially in terms of how we're going to communicate this to borrowers and those who already have a mortgage, because I think that's where there's going to be a lot of confusion. And the devil's going to be in the detail today when whatever is released is released.
Well, just on the detail, would you have any advice as to what would be the limitation on the percentage that should apply on loan to value?
Look, I don't have any inside track on this whatsoever. I'm just looking at what's happening around the globe. And when I look at what happened in New Zealand, they put an LVR, a loan-to-value restriction, in place of 80%. But there are some ways that has to be looked at, because there's questions which would arise, such as, well, what happens if I currently have a mortgage and I'm meeting that threshold, or in fact, I'm above that threshold? Is there an issue there? If I want to buy a new house, can I transfer my mortgage? Is this LVR going to be capturing me then? If I want to borrow against my house later on to fund, say, a small to medium-sized enterprise business or firm, is that going to impact me as well? So, look, there's going to be a lot of questions coming out of this, but around 80%.
Okay, and one of the things that was suggested, Peter, was for the 20% deposit of people who couldn't raise that, the government might introduce a compulsory mortgage risk scheme to cover just the default on that 20%. Some people said, no, that'll just inflate the bubble, Brian Lucia and others. Other people saying, well, actually, if you have a couple and they've really good employment prospects but can't get the deposit together, it's a helpful thing to do. Which way would you go on that?
Well, look, you know, again, I'm sorry, I mean, the devil's in the detail. I'd like to see what's actually going to be announced here by the central bank, because, look, whatever happens, you're going to have unintended consequences. And that always happens when you have shifts in macroprudential policy. And there are going to be some people who will probably be worse off because of this, and there might be some who might be slightly better off. And if you can think about, there are some professions out there whereby their income, for example, might rise quickly. And even though their LVR could be above an 80% threshold, they will always have the capacity to repay that because they work in high income areas. So I think people in that area might be a bit concerned that their flexibility to judge their own risk is coming into question here by the central bank. These hard rules, I mean, the jury's out on whether they actually work. New Zealand introduced this because they can control something, I should point out, that Ireland can't control, and that is local interest rates. So interest rates, if you want to borrow money from a bank in New Zealand, you're currently paying about 6.5% in a mortgage, and they have these speeding restrictions placed on. In Ireland, I mean, the thing we're not talking about in all this, and I think we have to, and the central bank will probably have to think about this, is what about the supply side? Isn't that what's really driving the demand for property in Ireland, that we don't have sufficient supply? So how come that's not part of the macroprudential